We are joined by Bruce Bochy. Boch, it is great to talk to you. It is great to have you on the show. Boch, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Romy, thanks. It's good to hear your voice as well. And, you know, there's a lot of things you miss, you know, when you're out for a while, but it's good to hear you. What's going on there?
Yeah, you too, Boch. It's so good to hear your voice, and it's so good to have you back. You know, just grinding it out, doing my thing here, and it's great to talk to you. Let me ask you about the team. You know, the Rangers had not had a winning season since 2016. I think there are a lot of people, Bruce, outside your clubhouse that are surprised, maybe even stunned by how well the team is playing right now. Are you yourself at all surprised to see your club sitting atop the AL West?
I tell you, Romy, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's a long season, but I thought this team would be right there. I really did. I looked at the talent. And when Chris Young, our general manager, went out and signed starting pitching that he did, I knew that each one of those guys would give us a chance to win on any day they went out there. So, no, I felt good about the offense. I said this is a team that can put up some runs and do it consistently, and it's got depth to it. We've had a couple of nice young kids that played well. There's Josh Young and Duran, but the veterans are doing their thing, Marcus and Seager and those guys. But it's really the starting pitching that's been so solid for us, and you know, we're trying to get this bullpen straighten out a little bit. That's been a little hiccup, but really beside that, they've been playing some great baseball.
So there's a lot of good stuff in that, Boch, that I want to respond to, but I want to ask you one thing. When you stepped away from the dugout after that incredible run with the Giants in 2019, did you do so thinking, all right, I had a great run, I am officially retired, or maybe deep down in the back of your mind were you thinking, this is just a sabbatical and I'm going to find my way back to the game?
Well, I think the latter, to be honest. You know, I needed a break. I needed a couple things done. My back was killing me, and I had surgery, and it's doing great now. And I think probably mentally, just take a little break and see where my head's at. And I was fine the first year. First year was the COVID year that I stepped out, and I said, well, I'm glad I'm not dealing with that because I didn't want to wear a mask in the dugout and be bubbled in a hotel. So I was okay. But, you know, second year I started missing it more. And I think what really hit me was the last, the third year out, I went to France to help them and to qualify in the WBC. Now, we weren't very good, but I got back in the dugout and I said, man, I miss this. And, I didn't know if I would, you know, 3 years out, you don't know if somebody is going to give you a call. I didn't call anybody, but Chris Young, he called me to get my appetite on doing this, and then he flew out to Nashville. That's where I live now, and we spent 7 hours talking, and I said, let's go, man. I was fired up. I couldn't wait to get back on the field, and no regrets. I'm loving it. Great group here, and, you know, that retirement's overrated, so if you're thinking about it, I'm just telling you that.
It's great, Boch. I'm not. I'm all in. I'm like you. I'm all in. I still love it, and I still love it when my feet hit the ground in the morning, so no, I'm not thinking about it. Bruce Boch is joining us. So, Boch, it's an incredible note to me, but despite all your experience, this is actually your first managerial gig in the American League. In fact, not only that, you never even played in the American League back in the day. Now, I understand that the divide isn't what it used to be because of the interleague play and the universal DH, but it just seems a little odd that you're in the AL. Does it feel odd? Has there been any kind of adjustment because of that?
You know, initially it did, you know, because you're right. I was always in the National League, but I think you look at the game now. I don't know the difference, to be honest. You know, with player movement, the rules, you know, the DH in both leagues, I couldn't tell you. The umpires, you know, there's no separation there. They're in both leagues, so I got some, you know, halfway in spring training, whatever, that's kind of how I felt. I said, it's really no different than being in the National League. So I just initially, because of my longevity in the National League, it's probably why it felt a little strange for me.
Talking to Bruce Bochy. Boch, you mentioned Corey Seager. Let me ask you about him. I mean, the team has already dealt with some adversity, including the fact that he missed a month with that hamstring injury. He's back. He had a huge game against the Rockies this past Saturday. How good is it to have him back, and what does he mean to your club?
Oh, man, it's great to have him back. I mean, you're talking about one of the best hitters in baseball, and I mean that. you know, it's really amazing. I think he had 5 at-bats in his rehab and first game back. I mean, he was just squaring up balls. First left-hander he saw, he lined a shot center field. He just got an incredible approach, simple, and really he's our guy along with Marcus and Lowe and Garcia. I mean, we need him. So I will say Duran did a great job, filling in to help soften that blow of losing him. But it's good to have Corey back because he's got power. He's got a great eye at the plate, and he's just a solid shortstop. And we missed him. And it's a different lineup with him in it. We're seeing that already.
Rangers manager Bruce Bochy is joining us once again. Bochy, you mentioned the pitching. You know, the team is looking to win. The team is looking to win big right now, as evidenced by that big swing that it took in signing Jacob deGrom. He's been on the IL, but I know he's had some bullpens, and I think maybe even having another one today. How does he look to you, and then how close is he to rejoining the team?
Yeah, Rummy, he's close. I mean, his last bullpen, he was letting it go pretty good today. In the bullpen, he's going to be throwing the slider to breaking balls and probably just take it up another notch. And then all goes well. We'll see how he comes out of it. Then possibly could be facing hitters real soon. So, you know, it's hard to say how long. Could be 2 to 3 weeks. Really depends on how he's bouncing back. But it's nothing but good news right now after every bullpen. He didn't feel a thing last bullpen. And so we're very encouraged about where he's at. And now I'll just add to that, you know, another guy that filled in when he went down was just Dane Dunning. And I can't say enough about what this kid's done for us and replacing him to help ease the loss of losing Jacob.
Especially if Jacob is spinning it now in those bullpens, that's really a good sign. You know, Boat, you're in Baltimore, right? So it gives me a chance to ask you about their great young catcher, Adley Rutschman. I spoke to him recently. I could not have been more impressed with what I heard from him. I know you've probably heard the comparisons between him and a guy that helped you win 3 World Series titles in Buster Posey. I want to be so, so careful before I compare any young player to Buster. But do you see any similarities between the two of them?
I do. I think at where he's at his age and where Buster was at that time, it's comparable. When we brought Buster up in 2010, we were a different club. He took over. He was a guy that led the staff and also a guy that hit in the heart of the order. He had a great way about him. He had a calmness there, and I see this kid the same way. And I mean, he's switch hitter, a little different that way, but both of them are just such good hitters, smart hitters, but do a tremendous job at, handling the staff. You look at what Baltimore is doing here, how well they're throwing the ball, and he has to get credit. And same with Buster. That's who we had, a guy that really helped turn that staff around with how he handled them.
But, Boach, one last thought. I mean, it's very clear how much you love this game, the deep, deep passion you have for the game. I'm always fascinated by people who achieve sustained success. Again, you've won over 2,000 games. You've managed over 4,000 games. And I know you'll point to having excellent players over that time, and it's true. But what do you think has kept you so vibrant, so engaged, so energetic, and still working at an elite level after all these years? Like, I like to study that type of thing. What's your opinion? Why are you still performing at such a high level after all this time?
Wow, that's a tough one, really. I think to keep it simple is just how much I love the game, how much I missed it when I was out. And it was evident to me that, this is what I should be doing. If I get a call, I knew it was in my heart. And I felt like I felt better, had the energy to get back. And, there's so many things about this game I love. And, sure, the game itself, strategy and everything, but the relationships. I love to travel. There's nothing about it I really don't like. And so that's probably kept me going because I've said this, if I stepped back and retired, I probably would coach a team somewhere. I just love baseball. And so I guess that's the biggest thing I can tell you because anytime you have passion for something, you work at it and you're decent at it. And I tell kids that it's just something that's been in my blood for so long. And, And I don't think I've arrived. Trust me, I'm trying to get better every day. As you know, the game has changed, and I'm learning. I said that coming in. I'm going to have to learn from the staff about these players. I'm going to have to learn about the changes in the game, how they do things and whatever. So it's just about trying to get better every day.
I love that so much. I love that you're still trying to get better every single day. I love that. And one last thought, one quick follow. You said, if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be coaching somewhere. Fact is, you were. You were coaching. Weren't you coaching your grandson's team? Weren't you coaching T-ball? How'd that go?
Yeah, it went well. I told him, too. I said, you're driving me back to managing the major leagues, man. This is harder than the job I had there. Because I'd be standing out there, you have to guide him in T-ball. And he said, Papa, I want to hit. I don't want to stand out here. I said, we all do, but this is what you got to do. And so I kid him. He's the one that drove me back in the managing.
That is the best. All right. So he's in his first season with the Rangers. They're on top in the AL West. Old friend Bruce Bochy joining us once again. Boch, I can't believe how long it's been, but you sound absolutely awesome. I appreciate the relationship, the friendship, and it's so good to have you back on the show, Boch.
Man, thank you, and it's great to talk with you. And hopefully I'll see you down the road here.